720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line the visionary driving force over at the Barn Hockey Bar. It is the one and only Spencer Montgomery. Spencer, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks so much, Dane. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we always talk about it. The Blackhawks, yeah, a lot of excitement around the season, even though the record would not necessarily reflect that. But we always talk about you can always win when it's that pregame experience, the postgame experience, the celebration experience. And that's something that you guys have built over at the Barn.
Yeah, you know, there's something in the air with Blackhawks hockey again. You know, it's fairly obvious what's going on. This kid's the real deal, and people are excited to bring their families to the United Center again. And we're taking advantage of that. We're excited to finally have a place that's close to the United Center to not only watch hockey, but to get a great pregame experience as well as postgame. So exciting stuff.
Now you've been in and around hockey with the Blackhawks as you've played hockey, coached hockey. Now you're in the bar business. And so as much as this has sort of coincided with excitement around the team and Connor Bedard, you know, building a bar, all this stuff doesn't happen overnight. Talk a little bit about the inspiration. Like, when did this idea, is this something you've always wanted to do, or is it something that came to you recently?
You know, it's really passions colliding. I mean, in terms of the hockey side, you know, I've been a hockey coach at St. Ignatius, my eighth season there. I spent 8 years in the front office with the Blackhawks, driving the game and growing it. I'm just always looking to connect hockey people. You know, at the Barn, but there's been multiple instances. There was a father who was there to see Kurashev from Switzerland. I ended up sitting down with him and connecting with some people from Shattuck St. Mary. So it's just cool to have worlds colliding and to be able to connect those dots. The idea came in February of last year. One of my partners, Paul Marabella, who I worked with, he's on the Blackhawks Foundation board, and I worked with him on the board of Intercity Education, and bottom line is he had this idea and brought it to me, and I said, you know what, let's attack it, let's attack success and go for it. And then getting Bedard made it all the more sweet.
You think about this, you mentioned the worlds colliding, and the worlds come to Chicago. Chicago is known all around the world as a great hockey mecca, a great hockey, great sports town in general. But when it comes to hockey, just the action, the excitement, the experience is something that is known all over. As a guy who's been in the front office, talk a little bit about that. We sort of take things for granted here in Chicago, but as I travel, like, the Blackhawks are a revered organization in all of sports.
Yeah, it's an original six. You know, there's so much heritage and history. Speaking of the Blackhawks alumni, what a powerful and great group, you know, led by Cliff Coral and Troy Murray, and what they do for the community here. It's really important to remember who did this before and who brought the history. You know, I give credit to the Wirtz family, you know, and what they've done to make sure that hockey's prominent, you know, in Chicago and in Illinois. And yeah, was proud to be a part of it and looking forward to the future.
Just a slap shot away, 1659 West Ogden, like right there for it. So, Spence, talk a little bit about that. Everybody knows the experience, the anthem, and all that action happens on the ice. But when people come to the Barn, like, why should they make their way there before the games for sure?
Yeah, you know, Dane, it's an elevated sports experience. You know, we always are going to have the game volume on. We wanted to make sure our food was good. You know, in my opinion, if you're going to go to find food before a game, you don't want to feel like crap that you're getting really good food. You're getting like-minded fans that are passionate about hockey. So, you know, come check us out, strike up a conversation. You know, I'm there most of the time. So always happy to talk hockey or high school hockey or what be it.
Before we let you go, we want to ask that for sure. After the games, like right now, right, people are heading over to the Barn to enjoy it. And one of the great things that you built into it is not only that sensibility and familiarity with the Blackhawks and the team and all that, but a lot of the great personalities too. So our very own Chris Chelios, right, who's an ambassador of the Blackhawks, is going to be retiring his jersey. And, of course, one of the founders for El Bandito Yankee. He's going to be a big part of some things coming up at the Barn as well.
Yes, he is. You know, and Chris is such a great guy. He came on opening night and was taking pictures with fans. You know, Darren Pang's been a real friend, and he's been over, the new broadcaster and former Blackhawks goaltender. We've had Scott Darling there. He's been doing his stand-up comedy. So it's just cool to connect the community. And you know, everyone responds. The hockey community is frankly wonderful in Chicago. People get up for it. So, you know, looking forward to enjoying this next wave with all the fans.
With the bar business, all of that action, it is a tough business. Got some great partners, a great team. You shout out to them for running a lot of things. St. Ignatius is the head coach there. Hey, have you seen? Are you going to be growing us the next Connor Bedard right over there at Iggy's?
You know, always hoping to, Dave. You know, we're attacking a state championship at the United Center. You know, that's front of mind for our squad. You know, I'm sitting in a rink parking lot right now getting ready to coach for the O'Grady Thanksgiving tournament. So it's an exciting time. This is when things start to pick up. You get a nice watermark in high school hockey. Are you ready to go by Thanksgiving? And we're going to find out this weekend.
You're going to see Spencer right there for St. Ignatius and, of course, over at the barn as well. As we let you go, Spencer Montgomery, website, people get information, location, specials, events. Where can they go to find out more about the barn?
Yeah, barnhockeybar.com. You know, we're at Barn Hockey Bar on Instagram and Twitter and all those things. You know, kitchen's open till midnight, so don't feel like you can't come after a game on some of those late ones. And I just want to thank the hockey community already for what they've done showing up.
Great stuff. Thanks for everything you're doing, not only to grow that next generation of hockey, but to elevate the experience for the fans heading in and around for the Blackhawks. Thanks, Spencer. Good luck today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Dan.